Tantor Audio presents If Walls Could Talk by Juliet Blackwell. Narrated by Exie Sands. Chapter 1. This was one pitiful-looking mansion. As I pushed open the heavy front door, an empty beer can rolled across the dusty oak floor, its metallic rattle echoing off bashed-in walls and broken bookcases. More cans, wine bottles, and an impressive assortment of power tools lay strewn about the floor. Half-filled cups spoiled the once shiny black lacquer of the grand piano and littered the graceful sweep of the circular stairs leading off the octagonal foyer. A damp, salty bay breeze blew in through a broken casement window. I tried clicking on the overhead chandelier to shed some light on the dim interior, but either the fuse had blown or the electricity had been cut. My former client lay sprawled on a worn black leather couch, a gash between his eyebrows still oozing blood. I had warned him. Long, freckled fingers gripped a half-empty bottle of a local favorite, passion-fruit-infused Hangar 1 vodka, brewed in an abandoned Navy airplane hangar just on the other side of the San Francisco Bay. At least the fool had taste, if not sense. I pried the bottle from his hand. With a snort, Matt Addix opened red-rimmed, bright blue eyes.
"What, Mel? What are you doing here?"
he asked in a British-accented slur. "Your son called me," I said. He was afraid that last night's do-it-yourself remodeling party might have gotten out of hand.
"The lad's wise beyond his years."
"Mm-hmm." I kicked at a stray piece of old molding, lying rusty nail side up, with the steel toe of my work boot. "What happened to your face?" He sat up and raised a hand to probe the cut between his eyes.
"Oh, bloody hell. I've got a photo shoot tomorrow. A piece of wood snapped off, the stuff they used to put old plaster on.